This is Ella Senior, and I'm interviewing Ed Summers after your show. What's your show called?
My show was called Carl Sparks, A Man Born in a Coal Mine, and the name of the show was The Big Stiffy.
It was a big stiffy. And so tell me, where's the show come from?
The show comes from the depths of that coal mine. I don't know where these shows come from, but basically I do feel that sometimes it's hard with comedy to sort of kind of find a common theme that can draw everybody together. And so this time around, I chose death. I chose let's all go to a funeral and have a jolly funeral. Because everybody, funerals are quite morbid, but at the same time, I'd much prefer a funeral over a wedding. I don't think that's weird, because I think people are very false in weddings, whereas in funerals, I think you hear stories about people's lives and, you can just relate to each other much easier, because possibly we kind of realise at that point that, it might happen to any of us. Whereas a wedding, we might be thinking, I hope it never happens to him. But what's coming along those lines? As I speak,
he's cleaning up.
I'm cleaning up. Now, cleaning procedure, well, it's not a procedure, but there is Cornetto over the floor.
Rice Krispies.
That was because cousin Marty were in, and when he was younger, he used to take ice creams off Bob. So, I got him back, I had me revenge, and I made him stand on stage with a Cornetto, and while we all sang, "Where you, cousin Marty? Because you know that you're a bad, bad man," what basically happened was I melted is Cornetto with air dryer. So there you go. So
that's a little extract from the show.
and it's hard to do extracts from the show, and it's hard to describe it sometimes because it's kind of random. And I do black magic on somebody in the show, which actually just really involves hitting them over the head with a box of black magic chocolates. And then when they plead with me to reverse the black magic, I say I can't because that's the power of dark chocolate. So there's lots of...
I'm going to stop you. I'm going to ask you this question, which is, what got you into... You started telling me that you did something totally different beforehand. What was it?
Something totally different before. I worked as a community artist, mainly putting together arts projects and then getting in different musicians and stuff. So in the past, I've got the likes of JFB in, who's UK scratch champion. And I brought him to Ireland and we did some workshops and bits and pieces. I worked with National Children's Cultural Centre in Ireland. I spent a lot of time working in care homes. I worked in prisons. I did a magic show on a traveller site in Ireland. Now, if anyone thinks they've been heckled, then talk to me about it, because I don't believe it. Because my heckling experience was I'm doing a magic show for a load of traveller guys. A breeze block just missed my head. The second thing that happened is somebody threw a hammer at me. So I wasn't very happy about that. So how I responded is I walked off stage, got a beer bottle, smashed it off the table, and then threatened the audience with a broken beer bottle and said, "If you've got something to say, come up on stage and say it to my face." Which actually brought the house down and everybody really got on board then and enjoyed it.
And they loved your show.
They loved my show. I don't recommend it. I'm not saying that that's what.
So what was what took you from what you were doing before doing the
I had
this? He's gone. He's disappeared. He's coming back.
I had an accident at work, and I was in bed 6 months, and I've got ADHD, and so I need to put some energy into something other than trying to literally get the energy together to go to the toilet, which is about all I could do for 6 months. And probably didn't want to know that bit. Sorry about that. So I started learning some tricks and bits and pieces off YouTube. And I'd always been a bit of a nutcase. I'd been in bands. I was a MC with hip hop acts and stuff that were relatively successful. But who is successful unless you get the breaks? So that never happened.
And the performance is full of music, so you can see that's really influenced. Yeah.
And I do kind of spend hours actually trying to find that right piece of music. But the thing that I really loved, I didn't enjoy the music. People used to say before I went and did a show, what sort of music do you listen to? And I said, and I was genuine about it, I said, I don't really like music. Because 99% of shows that you go to, I don't care who it is, if you close your eyes, you're not really missing anything,
So I'm going to take you back to the question. So you were in bed for 6 months?
Yeah,
and then
six
what?
Months. And then I wanted to do these magic tricks, but I didn't feel like I was able to do it as me. I don't know any first thing about magic, but I believe in... If you've got courage and guts and determination and all those things that... I lived a very rough life for about 7 years. I've had, on various occasions, guns put to my head and all sorts of stuff. I lived in Moss Side for years. So I've seen a lot of bad things. I've had petrol poured over me and threatened to be set alight. There's a lot of things. So I think with all that going on, then standing on a stage is not really a massive deal. Of course, you still get sort of butterflies and stuff. I'm not saying I don't, but you know, it's like, come on, is this really, really something to be scared of? But having said that, going out there as me saying, oh, I do magic, bit daunting. So I came up with this character called Seska, who was a guy from, I made up from Uzbekistan. He travels to all these shows by donkey, wrote a whole backstory before I even started putting the show together. And
that's your family show that's showing at the same time.
It's my family show, and it's sort of being described, yeah, I can't blame people, but it's being described as, you know, a cross between Tommy Cooper and Borat, because the accent is, I say, like, in your country, you say something like, have a kebab. You know, it's very bad because it's very unhealthy. So in my country, what we say is, grab a disco, mukarama, with the hands. Everybody put the hands up, grab a disco, mukarama, and motiskaradoja. And there we go. So, my friends, here we go. We're going to make some magic. And now, listen to this one.
I want to know about Carl Sparks. Where did Carl Sparks come from?
So Carl Sparks, again, back pain. Back pain seems really good. Maybe a bit of coding as well. For like, right, I need another character. Seska's very charismatic, very lovely, very silly, very funny.
Carl or Seska?
Sorry, Seska. And so I thought, let's go the opposite. What's dark? What's kind of subculture? Well, if you want to go subculture, what is dark? Coal mine's dark, and then work from there. Ooh, what about this? I can do a few different accents. You know, most of the pits are up north. Let's go with that idea. And then just started building it from there. And last year's show was actually a comedy whodunit. Who done what? So again, it's kind of like writing, you know, I just wanted to get out there and do it. I didn't want to be particularly judged on, it doesn't seem like, you know, I'm not sure. So I wasn't too worried about it making sense, and I went down a surreal route, and I thought the easiest way to go with that is just have something completely bonkers. So the idea was, my detective show was, I was trying to find out who was the fishmonger in the audience. So, you know, that's a good starting point for, why are we here? What's going on? And I don't know where we're going, but, you know, the door seems to be locked and he seems fairly insane, so I don't want to argue with him. And that was kind of my starting point, which,
I'm just wondering why you've got a Henry here.
Yeah, Henry Hoover.
Henry Hoover, and you're picking up Rice Krispies by hand.
Yeah, so basically tonight's show, I needed to find a ballet dancer in the audience this year. It was all about the ballet dancer. They were going to be ejected. And to do that, I needed a lie detector machine. And so, therefore, tried to borrow one from the Secret Services and all that. But they were they're all tied up. Yeah. So I've got the Henry the Hoover. And my Hoover is Nipitalia, yeah? And Jenny Jenny's. And if he gets aroused, then he's obviously at ballet.
I'm going to stop right there. I should give away the holiest show. Thank you very much.
Right, thank you so much. Thank you.